Now, some of the pupils from Summer Hill Academy in St. George in Bristol were also taking part in the procession for the very first time. Teacher Luke Wilson-Reed, head teacher Chris Barrett, and 10-year-olds Nyla and Bella were also involved. They join me now. Guys, can we have a big carnival cheer, please?
Morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Right, first of all, I'm going to start with two stars who are standing here right in front of me. Nyla and Bella, good morning to you, Nyla and Bella.
Good morning.
Nice. By the way, can I just say that already you're taking selfies of yourself in the studio. You've got your head teacher here. Your head teacher? Chris, am I right in saying you're the head teacher?
I am, yeah, that's
you've
correct,
got,
yeah.
You've got your, this is how in control you are, you've got your head teacher taking photos of you, which I think is very cool.
Shows for driven in this one.
Oh, look at that. You like VIP access, darling. Get that on Instagram right now. So, Nyla and Bella, it's so lovely to speak to you. Can I just ask first, Nyla, tell me, what did you guys do? What was your involvement in the parade?
So basically, we did a lot of dancing, mostly all throughout the procession. We were just dancing and having a good time all together.
Lovely. And Bella, what were you dressed as? Describe sort of what your kind of kit was.
So our kit was sort of based on Antigua, so we were looking all flowery. And there were just loads of flowers everywhere.
Brilliant, good. What were some of the colours that you were wearing? Give me some of the colours that you were wearing.
Red, purple, green, nice. Yellow, oranges.
Nice. Bit of everything.
Yeah.
Summery and colourful. Were your dance moves kind of improvised on the spot, or had you sort of been practicing in the build-up to it? Describe some of your dance moves to me.
I think it was both, because our dance teacher just let us make up most of the moves ourselves, but then he also taught us some of the other moves.
Nice. Excellent. I'm only asking because later on we're going to do the moves together a little bit, okay? You're going to teach me some of those moves, yeah? Is that okay? You're laughing now. Obviously, you can tell that I've got no rhythm whatsoever. I think that's what it is. Tell me, Nyla, tell me how it felt to be part of the parade. It's the first time you've done this, is that right?
First time I've been in the carnival procession. It was really fun and enjoyable, and it was just like a great experience for everybody, I think.
Yeah. Did you have a particular moment that you sort of that stood out for you? I know the whole thing must have been crazy and incredible, but was there one moment when you thought, oh my God, this is just awesome?
Maybe when we were doing our dance, our full dance in front of the judges, so like that was one of the biggest parts, maybe.
Wow, that's great. Oh, so you have judges there and everything.
Yeah.
Whoa. What were the judges like? Were they a bit like Simon Cowell Tough, very sort of strict, or was it lunch?
I don't know, to be honest. I think they were nice. I think they just enjoyed it. I think they were pretty happy about it.
Yeah. Tell me about people cheering you on. Did you have, like, friends, family there?
Yeah.
Tell me who came and did you manage to see them?
Some of my cousins came and my uncle and my nan and granddad and then my parents as well. So I had a lot of my family there to support me during it.
What about you, Bella?
Mine's the same as Mala. My mum would probably invite the whole world if she could. She does that for anything.
Oh, I see. She's one of those mums. Everybody come down. Everybody come down. Did you manage to pick them out in the crowd? Did you see them? Did you wave to them or acknowledge them? Or did you try and avoid their gaze?
No, I sort of acknowledged them.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw some of my friends, I said, hello. And stuff like that, and I just gave them a hug and high fives and stuff.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
So nice. Luke, I'm going to talk to you. Luke, tell me about your involvement in it and what your role was in the carnival.
Yeah, really just there to support Ben and Nyla and the rest of your five. They've all had a lead role in coming up with a dance, producing their costumes, so just to facilitate them enjoying the moment, really.
Yeah, and how was it? How was it for you to be part of that? You've been part of the carnival before, I guess.
Yeah.
How was it this year, after 4 years of coming back?
Yeah, growing up as a kid, I took part in carnival, and last year we had it as a station event. It was amazing to have a real procession to take part in. So proud of them, Paris.
Yeah.
And I with the whole of year five. Being able to take part in the procession and seeing our family scattered throughout that.
Yeah.
It's quite incredible.
I'm sure. And also, real significance this year, or particular significance, with the various anniversaries as well. So there's a real kind of context, historical context at this time.
Yeah, absolutely. During our costume making, we spoke a little bit about the history of carnival. We talked about how important it is to feel connected to that history and those pioneers Stardew Carnival, and yeah, now it's Dada and Nyla and the rest of your five are going to carry that forward.
Yeah, and I guess Chris, as head teacher, I can just about see you, as head teacher, that's all part of it. It's fun and it's a celebration of culture and life and the whole of Bristol coming together, but there is a kind of an educational sort of aspect to this as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, and we talk a lot about being part of our summit community in school, but actually, you know, we realise that we're part of the wider Bristol and global community, and that's definitely part of our curriculum, and they've been able to live it this weekend on Saturday, so it felt really special to be there.
Yeah, excellent. Now, have you been doing some of the dance moves that Bella and Nyla have been busting as well?
Well, I haven't. I've managed to avoid it for the whole 2 months.
Well, not anymore,
yeah,
surprise, surprise,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah.
I can see you now, sort of at the next, sort of, that you do, having to sort of break that one out.
Well, yeah. Actually, we've got to serve it this morning, so that's
fine. Yeah, well, I feel like I'm being, forced into it live on air.
Yeah,
incredible stuff. Thanks, everyone.
Luke, what's next then? What's the next sort of plan for Summer Hill and the team?
Yeah, great question. Just continue to provide them opportunities to take part in both our Summer Hill community and the wider community. Like Chris said, obviously, she's part of our curriculum, and for Dada and Nyla, and the whole Summer Hill Academy community, to know that they're part of something bigger, is a really powerful thing.
Yeah. And finally, back to you, Bella and Nyla. So any last-minute thoughts? How exciting was it for you, and would you do it again next year as well?
I think it was pretty exciting. Yeah, I would definitely do it. If I could do it every year, I'd probably do it.
I'm sure, yeah.
Definitely most of the same thoughts as Bella. I really enjoyed it, and I would definitely do it again.
Wow. And you guys, I guess, now are proper celebrities, VIPs. Yeah, is that red carpets everywhere, showbiz parties and everything. Well, you've been absolutely brilliant, and it's so lovely that Chris, your head teacher, as a reward for doing this, has given you the whole week off school. You don't have to go into school for a whole week, guys, which is just amazing.
Time tables at 9 a.m.
Oh, is it?
Wow.
Straight back into it.
Don't mess around.
Well, Nyla, Bella, Chris and Luke, thank you so much for coming in. It's been an absolute pleasure. Well done. And let's, one more time, give yourselves a massive power carnival round.
Good cheer.
No, I love that.